أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we are with Aqa'id lesson, and we reach to attributes of Almighty Allah. We believe as a Shia people that Almighty Allah's positive, literal, and perfective attributes, which we call the attributes of beauty and perfection, صفات الجمال والجلال or الجمال والكمال, such as omniscience, omnipotence, self sufficiency, volition, and ever livingness are identical with his essence and are not added to him Hence, the existence of these attributes is the same as the existence of his essence. For instance, Almighty Allah, omnipotence with respect to his existence is the same as his ever livingness, and his ever livingness is as same as his existence. So you see, all the adjectives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the same, and all his adjectives are same as his existence. So there is no difference within his adjectives and his existence. It is completely 100% different from people adjectives and from people existence. So, in plain words, Almighty Allah is omnipotent since he is eternal. And he is eternal since, yes, let's go back. We said that in plain words, Almighty Allah is omnipotent since he is eternal. And he is eternal since he is omnipotent. Hence, there is no difference between his attributes and his existence. The same thing can be said about his other attribute of perfection. So, although these attributes hold different meaning, yes, even of these attributes hold what a different meaning. They are not the same, but we said that these attributes hold different meaning and notion. Their realities and existence are the same. If these attributes were different in existence, and then they were supposedly eternal and necessary in existence, just like his a sense, then the necessary self-existent would be plural, and the actual divine unity would be what? Blunted. Of course, this is a violation of the doctrine of monotheism. So, if you keep listening to me, please, all the positive relative example supplementary attributes, such as the attributes of being creator, sustainer, and created, and the first cause in reality belong to one literal attribute, which is self-substance for his creatures. From this single attribute, several attributes can be produced depending upon the variety in effects and signs. As for the attributes of non-entity, which are also called the attributes of majesty, all of them belong to one non-entity, which is the disposition of possibility. Yes, which requires and also means that corporeality form, movement, motion, motionlessness, heaviness, lightness, and all similar features are not attributed to Almighty Allah. In other words, deficiencies cannot be attributed to Him. As matter of fact, the negation of these possibilities is referable to the necessity of His essence, which is one of His positive. Yes, which is one of His positive attributes of perfection. So, the negative attributes of majesty ultimately go back to the positive attributes of perfection. Almighty Allah is one in all aspects. You see, Almighty Allah is one in all aspects. There is no numeration in His divine existence, and there is nothing compound in the reality of the One Self-Independent Lord. This is enough for today, because we have more. Okay, yes, all right, let's continue. So, all right, so it is not surprising that some people argue that Almighty Allah's positive attributes are what? Are referable to His negative attributes, because they have failed to realize the fact that Almighty Allah's attributes are the same as His essence. Accordingly, they have what? Imagined that the positive attributes are ascribed
to negation, so that they can assuredly claim that his essence is indivisibly one. Indivisibly one. So, yes, they can assuredly claim that his essence is indivisibly one. Nevertheless, they have fallen in a worse matter when they made the divine essence, which is the self-same existence, the pure existence, and the free from any defect or impossibility, the very non-existence and pure negation. May Allah save us from the slips of illusion and blunders of the pen. It is also not surprising that some others argue that Almighty Allah's positive attributes are added to His essence. They have therefore accepted the plurality of the eternal being or the existence of partners to the necessary self-existent Lord. Or they have claimed that the Lord is compound. Almighty Allah is too exalted for such false claims. Our master Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, said, if you listen to the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali said, I'll read this in Arabic, if you don't mind, please. وَكَمَالُ الْإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ نَفْيَ الصِّفَاتِ عَنْهُ لِشَهَادَةِ كُلِّ صِفَةٍ أَنَّهَا غَيْرُ الْمَوْصُوفِ وَشَهَادَةِ كُلِّ مَوْصُوفٍ أَنَّهُ غَيْرُ الصِّفَةِ فَمَنْ وَصَفَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ فَقَدْ قَرَنَهُ وَمَنْ قَرَنَهُ فَقَدْ ثَنَّاهُ وَمَنْ ثَنَّاهُ فَقَدْ جَزَّأَهُ وَمَنْ جَزَّأَهُ فَقَدْ جَهَلَهُ. The perfection of His purity is to deny His attributes, because every attribute is a proof that it is different from that to which it is attributed, and everything to which something is attributed is different from the attribute. Thus, whoever attaches attributes to Allah recognizes His like, and whoever recognizes His like regards Him as two, and whoever regards Him as two recognizes parts for Him, and whoever recognizes parts for Him as what has mistaken Him too. So here, brothers and sisters, you should read, and you should ask, and you should know everything about your Lord, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very important in order not to fall in a mistake. But what mistake? It is a mistake not like other mistakes. It is a mistake which led a person to hell at doomsday, and there is no way or nothing will help you out, or will take you out from hell. This is enough for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.